This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Recessions are part of the normal economic push and pull. Sometimes they're terrible, like the one we had 8 years ago. Sometimes they're mild, like most of them. Point is, though, that they always happen. Unless you live in Alaska. With the price of oil less than half its most recent high, Alaska's in the middle of its first recession in nearly 30 years, which means a lot of people in that state are adjusting to a new reality of lost paychecks, unexpected career changes, and the possibility that they might just have to leave altogether. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Rachel Waldholtz reports.
On a recent sunny afternoon in downtown Anchorage, there's a late lunchtime rush at the sandwich shop Urban Greens.
Half turkey, no mayo, no onion.
Behind the counter is a woman in red flannel and big glasses. She seems to know the names of half the people walking through the door.
Hey, Dave. What's going on?
When I visited, Rachel Mills was the manager at Urban Greens. But go back several months, and she had a very different role. As a botanist for ASRC Energy Services, an oil and gas contractor. Then, this winter, right around the time oil plunged to a 12-year low, Mills was told she no longer had a job.
It was a January sunny day, and I'm just sitting in the kitchen, and I'm thinking, wow, so this is what it's like to fail.
That same month, the state, one of the few other employers for a botanist, announced a hiring freeze as the drop in oil revenue prompted budget cuts.
I mean, I have all this education. I did everything by the book. I worked really hard.
Mills isn't alone. She's part of a wave of Alaskans who've lost work in the last year, as the state has seen its first real dip in jobs in nearly three decades. According to state economist Neil Fried, with the exception of a brief slowdown in 2009 when the Great Recession hit tourism, Alaska has seen economic growth every year since 1988. Until now.
This is an interruption of that, yes. So we are, I think we will define this possibly as a new period. The question is how long of a period.
A new period defined by low oil prices. The unemployment rate has ticked up slightly, but Fried says a more useful number in Alaska is jobs gained and lost. Since last May, the state is down about 2,100 jobs in oil and gas, or about 15%. And those numbers likely don't include people like Mills, a botanist. Other fields like construction have also shed workers. Alaska has gained jobs in some areas, like healthcare and retail, but Fried says it's not the same.
Those are hard jobs to replace.
That's in part because of the pay difference. Oil and gas jobs pay more than 2.5 times the average in other industries. Fried says the result might be more people moving out of state. Brad Campbell doesn't want to move. He worked as a financial analyst at BP for more than 15 years, until he was laid off in June.
2 years in a row, I went through uncertainty. Am I going to have a job or not? I'm kind of relieved I don't now. At least I know.
Campbell wants to stay in oil and gas. And his goal for now is to hang on to his home.
And I'm a little worried about, you know, getting a job that pays well, but I'm just going to have faith it's going to work out.
Above all, he'd like to stay in Alaska, where he's lived since 1983. As for Rachel Mills, she left her job at Urban Greens. She's now working in the back office at another local restaurant and sending out job applications in her field. The current gig, like her last one, came with a major pay cut and no benefits. But she says she feels lucky to have a salary, and it's better than when she was waiting to be laid off from her job in oil and gas.
It was agony. You know, you're just standing around knowing there's nothing to work on.
That's the uncertainty facing many people around the state as they wonder how long this new period will last and whether the end is in sight or if this is just the beginning. In Anchorage, I'm Rachel Waldholtz for Marketplace.
Rachel's story came to us from Alaska's Energy Desk. That's a public media collaboration focused on energy and the environment.